Today is the fourth day of February. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today. As we continue our journey forward through the scriptures this year, and today we will pick up where we left off yesterday. We are in the wilderness with the children of Israel who are being remade. They are transforming from slaves into God's chosen people, and a lot of lessons are being learned. So yesterday, Moses learned lessons about delegation and getting help. His two sons and his wife have come and joined the camp of Israel after all of the things that happened in Egypt. And now God has told Moses that he is coming to the people to speak with the people, and they are to prepare. And so we'll pick up the story there. Exodus chapter 19, verse 16, through chapter 21, verse 21. When morning dawned on the third day, there was thunder, lightning, and a thick cloud on the mountain, and a very loud blast of a horn. All the people in the camp shook with fear. Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their place at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was all in smoke, because the Lord had come down on it with lightning. The smoke went up like the smoke of a hot furnace, while the whole mountain shook violently. The blasts of the horn grew louder and louder. Moses would speak, and God would answer him with thunder. The Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain. The Lord called Moses to come up to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down and warn the people not to break through to try to see the Lord, or many of them will fall dead. Even the priests who come near to the Lord must keep themselves holy, or the Lord will break loose against them." Moses said to the Lord, "The people aren't allowed to come up on Mount Sinai because you warned us and said, 'Set up a fence around the mountain to keep it holy.'" The Lord said to him, "Go down and bring Aaron back up with you. But the priests and the people must not break through and come up to the Lord. Otherwise, the Lord will break loose against them." So Moses went down to the people and told them. Then God spoke all these words: "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You must have no other gods before me. Do not make an idol for yourself, no form whatsoever, of anything in the sky above or on the earth below, or in the waters under the earth. Do not bow down to them or worship them, because I, the Lord your God, am a passionate God. I punish children for their parents' sins, even to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. But I am loyal and gracious to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. Do not use the Lord your God's name as if it were of no significance. The Lord won't forgive anyone who uses his name that way. Remember the Sabbath day and treat it as holy. 6 days you may work and do all your tasks, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. Do not do any work on it, not you, your sons or daughters, your male or female servants, your animals, or the immigrant who is living with you. Because the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and everything that is in them in 6 days, but rested on the seventh day. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that your life will be long on the fertile land that the Lord your God is giving you. Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not testify falsely against your neighbor. Do not desire and try to take your neighbor's house. Do not desire and try to take your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox, donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. When all the people witnessed the thunder and lightning, the sound of the horn, and the mountain smoking, the people shook with fear and stood at a distance. They said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we'll listen. But don't let God speak to us, or we'll die." Moses said to the people, "Don't be afraid, because God has come only to test you and to make sure you are always in awe of God, so that you don't sin." The people stood at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness in which God was present. The Lord said to Moses, "Say this to the Israelites. You saw for yourselves how I spoke with you from heaven. Don't make alongside me gods of silver or gold for yourselves. Make for me an altar from fertile soil on which to sacrifice your entirely burnt offerings, your well-being sacrifices, your sheep and your oxen. I will come to you and bless you in every place where I make sure my name is remembered. But if you do make for me an altar from stones, don't build it with chiseled stone, since using your chisel on the stone will make it impure. Don't climb onto my altar using steps. Then your genitals won't be exposed by doing so. These are the case laws that you should set before them. When you buy a male Hebrew slave, he will serve you for 6 years. But in the 7th year, he will go free without any payment. If he came in single, he will leave single. If he came in married, then his wife will leave with him. If his master gave him a wife and she bore him sons or daughters, the wife and her children will belong to her master. He will leave single. However, if the slave clearly states, "I love my master, my wife, and my children, and I don't want to go free," then his master will bring him before God. He will bring him to the door or the doorpost. There, his master will pierce his ear with a pointed tool, and he will serve him as his slave for life. When a man sells his daughter as a slave, she shouldn't be set free in the same way as male slaves are set free. If she doesn't please her master who chose her for himself, then her master must let her be bought back by her family. He has no right to sell her to a foreign people, since he has treated her unfairly. If he assigns her to his son, he must give her the rights of a daughter. If he takes another woman for himself, he may not reduce her food, clothing, or marital rights. If he doesn't do these 3 things for her, she will go free without any payment for no money. Anyone who hits and kills someone should be put to death. If the killing wasn't on purpose, but an accident allowed by God, then I will designate a place to which the killer can run away. But if someone plots and kills another person on purpose, you should remove the killer from my altar and put him to death. Anyone who violently hits their father or mother should be put to death. Anyone who kidnaps a person, whether they have been sold or are still being held, should be put to death. Anyone who curses their father or mother should be put to death. When 2 people are fighting and one hits another with a stone or with his fist so that he is in bed for a while but doesn't die, if he recovers and is able to walk around outside with a cane, then the one who hit him shouldn't be punished, except to pay for the loss of time from work and to pay for his full recovery. When a slave owner hits a male or female slave with a rod and the slave dies immediately, the owner should be punished. But if the slave gets up after a day or two, the slave owner shouldn't be punished because the slave is the owner's property. Matthew 23:13 through 39. How terrible it will be for you legal experts and Pharisees. Hypocrites. You shut people out of the kingdom of heaven. You don't enter yourselves, and you won't allow those who want to enter to do so. How terrible it will be for you, legal experts and Pharisees. Hypocrites. You travel over sea and land to make one convert. But when they've been converted, they become twice the child of hell you are. How terrible it will be for you, blind guides, who say, if people swear by the temple, it's nothing. But if people swear by the gold in the temple, they are obligated to do what they swore. You foolish and blind people, which is greater, the gold or the temple that makes the gold holy? You say, if people swear by the altar, it's nothing. But if they swear by the gift on the altar, they are obligated to do what they swore. You blind people, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift holy? Therefore, those who swear by the altar swear by it and by everything that's on it. Those who swear by the temple swear by it and by everything that's part of it. Those who swear by heaven swear by God's throne and by the one who sits on it. How terrible it will be for you, legal experts and Pharisees. Hypocrites! You give to God a tenth of mint, dill, and cumin, but you forget about the more important matters of the law. Justice, peace, and faith. You ought to give a tenth, but without forgetting about those more important matters. You blind guides! You filter out an ant but swallow a camel. How terrible it will be for you legal experts and Pharisees. Hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and plate, but inside they are full of violence and pleasure-seeking. Blind Pharisee! First clean the inside of the cup so that the outside of the cup will be clean too. How terrible it will be for you legal experts and Pharisees. Hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs. They look beautiful on the outside, but inside they are full of dead bones and all kinds of filth. In the same way, you look righteous to people, but inside you are full of pretense and rebellion. How terrible it will be for you legal experts and Pharisees. Hypocrites! You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. You say, if we had lived in our ancestors' days, we wouldn't have joined them in killing the prophets. You testify against yourselves that you are children of those who murdered the prophets. Go ahead. Complete what your ancestors did. You snakes! You children of snakes! How will you be able to escape the judgment of hell? Therefore, look, I'm sending you prophets, wise people and legal experts. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some you will beat in your synagogues and chase from city to city. Therefore, upon you will come all the righteous blood that has been poured out on the earth, from the blood of that righteous man Abel to the blood of Zechariah the son of Berechiah, whom you killed between the temple and the altar. I assure you that all these things will come upon this generation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who were sent to you. How often I wanted to gather your people together, just as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you didn't want that. Look, your house is left to you, deserted. I tell you, you won't see me until you say, blessings on the one who comes in the Lord's name. Psalm 28 of David. I cry out to you, Lord. You are my rock. Don't refuse to hear me. If you won't talk to me, I'll be just like those going down to the pits. Listen to my request for mercy when I cry out to you, when I lift up my hands to your holy inner sanctuary. Don't drag me off with the wicked and those who do evil, the type who talk nice to their friends while evil thoughts are in their hearts. Pay them back for what they've done. Pay them back for their evil deeds. Pay them back for their handiwork. Give back to them exactly what they deserve. Because they have no regard for what the Lord has done, no regard for his handiwork, God will tear them down and never rebuild. Bless the Lord, because he has listened to my request for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts him. I was helped. My heart rejoiced, and I thank him with my song. The Lord is his people's strength. He is a fortress of protection for his anointed one. Save your people, God. Bless your possession. Shepherd them and carry them for all time. Proverbs 7, 1 through 5. My son, keep my words. Store up my commands within you. Keep my commands and live, and my instruction like the pupil of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. Call understanding friend, so she might guard you against the mysterious woman, from the foreign woman who flatters you. Okay, so there are a number of things we should observe from today's reading, both from Exodus and from Matthew, because in some ways we get a little bit of a before and after view. We'll talk about that in a second. First off, God had told the people to prepare themselves, to purify themselves, and to come to the mountain that he had descended upon, that he was going to speak to the people. But upon the mountain were smoke and thunder and lightning and all manner of things that terrified the people, terrified them of God. And so in the end, they came to Moses and said, Don't let God speak to us. You listen to God, and then you tell us what God said, and then we will obey God by obeying you. And this certainly does give us the foundation for the role of the prophet in Hebrew life, especially in biblical Hebrew life. But let's remember, God didn't say to the people, you come near the mountain, I'm going to talk to Moses, Moses is going to talk to you. What God said was, I'm going to speak to the people. He was going to speak directly to the people. And they rejected that in favor of an intermediary. And when you think, yeah, whatever, that's no big deal, but it does become a larger issue in the writings of Paul, which we haven't gotten to yet. But let's remember this moment at Mount Sinai, because it's something that we will touch on in the future as we get a little bit further into the year. But we are also reaching a point now that, well, the Ten Commandments, for example, were given in today's reading. And so the things, the laws, the statutes, the customs, the holidays, the rituals, all of the things that would form a culture and bind it together, these things are beginning to be revealed in the wilderness to Moses. And this will go on for quite a while. We remember, these people only know how to be slaves in Egypt. So those are the customs that they know and the things that pull them together. Egyptian slavery and how to navigate it. When where they're headed is into a promised land where they will be self-governing under God. And so God begins to reveal what becomes known as the law, or the Mosaic Law, which is to form and govern the Hebrew people. If we move into the book of Matthew from our reading today, we will have moved forward a couple of millennia. So in our Old Testament reading, we are at the very beginning of God starting to reveal the customs and cultures and statutes and the things that he expects that will form this people. In Matthew, all of the law has been given. All of the people have gone through all kinds of things that a people would go through in a couple thousand years. The law has been interpreted and reinterpreted. And we hear Jesus saying, "How terrible it will be for you legal experts and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You shut people out of the kingdom of heaven. You don't enter yourselves, and you won't allow those who want to enter to do so." So that's like a little bit of a before and after. It's like the law is just beginning to be given in Exodus. In Matthew, we see God made flesh commenting on the very people that are to lead God's people in obedience to the covenant of the law. And it is that very law that in part turns the religious leaders against Jesus for things like profaning the Sabbath day or blasphemy. Those things are against the Mosaic law. At least against the way that the Mosaic law was being interpreted. And so over the course of time, we're going to have the opportunity to look at this. And through the lens of the Apostle Paul, we'll have some interpretation that fundamentally boils down to the spirit of the law or the letter of the law. The letter of the law are the words as they're written. The spirit of the law is that before a law was given, there was a set of circumstances or behaviors or something going on that required that this law be defined in such a way. The spirit of the law. And we won't dive into all that today, and we couldn't dive into that just today. That will emerge over time as we move through the law and move deeper into the Gospels. But right here on the front end, as the law is just beginning to be revealed, it's good for us to at least kind of understand these categories. Like if in our nations, because all of our nations have rules and regulations and even customs and rituals, but we have laws. And by the letter of the law, if a law is broken, it's a black and white thing, which really doesn't leave any room for mercy or for context. And this is pretty important in the New Testament as the understanding of the Christian faith is being revealed. And so, Father, we thank you for the majesty of your word. We thank you for the scriptures and all of the different new. Each day is touching something different. Whether that be enlightening us with knowledge or whether that be cutting us to the heart and causing repentance. And so we are grateful. And Holy Spirit, as we move into this territory in the wilderness, we ask that you lead us into all truth. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's the website, and it's where you find out what's going on around here. And like I say most every day, you can do that from within the Daily Audio Bible app as well, which can be downloaded from whatever app store that you use for your device. Whether on the app or on the web, be familiar with the community section. That is where different links to social media channels that we participate in are available. And the prayer wall lives there in the community section as well, which is a resource that's just always there for us. You can reach out for prayer anytime, day or night. We can reach back with prayer and encouragement, day or night, anytime. It's always available, so be aware of that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, with this mission to continue to bring the Word of God read fresh every day and offered freely to whoever will listen anywhere on this planet, any time of day or night, if that has been life-giving to you, then thank you for your partnership. Thank you humbly. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, where the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, there are a number of numbers that you can use to dial in depending on where you are in the world. First of all, if you're using the app, you can press the hotline button. It's the little red button up at the top. And then it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can share right from there. Or there are a couple of numbers that you can use. In the Americas, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. If you are in the UK or Europe, 44-2036-088078 is the number to dial. And if you are in Australia or that part of the world, 613-8820-5459 is the number to call. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this message is for little Kayla praying for her friend Zara. So, Kayla, thank you for your faithfulness and standing in the gap for your friend. And God, we just ask for Zara right now. You will touch her body. You will heal every cell, everything that's not from you, God. You will remove it from her body, that her body will be restored to normal. So I just ask you, God, for to touch Zara's body, God, that she is healed right now in the name of Jesus, that she will wake up in the morning and be completely healed. The doctors will be astounded, and she'll say, well, of course, my friend Kayla prayed for me. That's why I'm healed. So we just thank you, God. We just ask you to lift up Kara and Zara's friendship, God, that they would be like closer than two sisters, God. So we just thank you and ask you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, this is Annette from Oklahoma City. I would like to respond to the gentleman who was trying to get into the ministry and then found that his past was creeping up on him a little bit. Brother, boy, oh boy, I have been there myself. Before I got into the Daily Audio Bible, my life was a mess. And I didn't really care too much about if I lied to people. I had a filthy mouth. I had a dirty mind. I was probably everything that the New Testament says that you shouldn't be. Like, don't be thinking on these things. I think I hit every one of them. And then I got real sick, and I had Lyme disease, and it messed up my memory pretty much. I mean, a lot. Like, a lot of my life is missing. It's really weird. And then sometimes I see people from my past that I haven't seen in a long time, and it makes me go, oh, no. I can't remember. How did this go? You know, was I awful to this person? Did I say something bad? You know, and all I can do now is go, I look at that person and I go, you know what? I remember you, and I would like to tell you that I'm sorry if I ever hurt you or offend you. And that's where it leaves me today. So it makes me almost afraid, like, I hope I don't hurt somebody. You know, it makes me very conscious of my actions today. Almost like I had to just dump all my friends. I was very lonely for a long time because when I realized where these people put me, I was like, I don't want to go back there again. So I'm going to pray for you, and I just hope that you take a stand against yourself. And I mean that you understand what's right and wrong, and hopefully, you know, you can get yourself squared away. And it just takes time. It takes time for people to learn how to trust you again. And but if you prove yourself to be an honorable person, you know, and you just focus on the things that are good and right, you'll make it. You'll make it, and the Lord's going to reveal a path. Maybe he just needed to stretch you a little bit more, okay? I love you. You have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Deb family. This is Laura in Colorado. And I just have a prayer request I'd like to put before you guys. I know we have so many prayer warriors here. My family is feeling called to foster a baby girl. I work in the NICU. And this baby needs a place to go. And we really feel called to have her come be a part of our family temporarily, if that's what's necessary. So would you please pray with me for that? There's a lot of moving parts, and right now some uncertainty, and just need wisdom and clarity and for God's will to be done over this little life. So thank you, family, for all your prayers.
Hey everybody, it's Beloved in Texas. I just want to pray for Jane Ruth from Nebraska. Girl, I'm bipolar too, and I know what that's like, and I know it's a completely different animal. And your mind races and you just don't seem to know what end is up. And the bad part is when you're depressed, you don't even care. You don't care which end is up. So I just want to pray for you right now. I just pray for peace, clarity, and a joy that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Laura in Haverhill, Florida. I'm calling this morning on February 1st to pray for Dave from the UK. Dave, who has 18-year-old twin sons, I pray, Father God, for Dave and his wife, that they would be strengthened. Their faith would not fail, that they would not give up. And Lord, that they would trust you with the lives of these boys. I pray for the one in the wheelchair, Father, who has cerebral palsy. Father, please give this child relief from pain. Please help him to be able to have sleep, sweet sleep at night. Father, that he would be able to not give up, that his faith would stay strong. And Lord, that you would heal this boy, that you would heal him, that you would take away the pain. Father, I pray for the other son that is dealing with the seizures every week. Lord, you know what's causing these seizures, and I pray, Father God, for healing for this boy. Oh, Father, I know that when we see our children suffer, that, Lord, it's hard on us because, God, we love our kids so much, and I can only imagine how much you love them, how much you love us. Father, I pray that your love would be overflowing in this home, that you, Father, would protect their hearts and minds from doubts, from giving up, from anger, from distress, from depression. Lord, I pray, Father, for strength for all of these people in this family. And Lord, I just pray for healing, complete healing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit.